Plays and official histories were rewritten to glorify pagan Aryans bravely fighting against Christianizing foreign armies. Anticipating some feminist pseudo-history, witches became martyrs to the bloodthirsty oppression of Christianity. Under the progressives, the Christian god had been transformed into the god of lower food prices. Under the Nazis, the Christian god would be transformed into an Aryan SS officer with Hitler his right hand. The so-called German Christian pastors preached that just as Jesus liberated mankind from sin and hell, so Hitler saves the German folk from decay. In April 1933, the Nazi Congress of German Christians pronounced that all churches should catechize that God has created me a German. Germanism is a gift of God. God wills that I fight for Germany. War service in no way injures the Christian conscience, but is obedience to God. When some Protestant bishops visited the Führer to register complaints, Hitler's rage got the better of him. Christianity will disappear from Germany just as it has done in Russia. The German race has existed without Christianity for thousands of years and will continue after Christianity has disappeared. We must get used to the teachings of blood and race. When the bishops objected that they supported Nazism's secular aims, just not its religious innovations, Hitler exploded, "You are traitors to the folk, enemies of the Vaterland, and destroyers of Germany." In 1935, mandatory prayer in school was abolished, and in 1938, carols and nativity plays were banned entirely. By 1941, religious instruction for children 14 years and up had been abolished altogether, and Jacobinism reigned supreme. A Hitler Youth song rang out from the campfires. "We are the happy Hitler Youth. We have no need for Christian virtue, for Adolf Hitler is our intercessor and our redeemer. No priest, no evil one can keep us from feeling like Hitler's children. No Christ do we follow, but Horst Wessel, away with incense and holy water pots." Meanwhile, the orphans were given new lyrics to Silent Night. "Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Only the Chancellor, steadfast in fight, watches o'er Germany by day and night, always caring for us." In like manner, the American culture comp for the 1960s begins not with the hippies, the Vietnam War, or even civil rights. As befits an attempt to clear the way for a new political religion, it starts with the effort to eliminate prayer in school. As Jeremy Rapkin has argued, the school prayer decisions of the 1960s should be seen as the beginning of the Supreme Court's role as the primary engine of the American culture comp. Consider abortion. The fundamental logic of the Supreme Court cases legalizing abortion hinges not on the right to choose, but on the idea that religion and religiously informed morality have no place in public affairs.